Hi, this is a follow visit for Sharon Peels, SHARONPEALS, date of birth 6/16/1975, date of service is 10/3/2023. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation. Patient reports that her injection into the neck that was given last time, pressure joint, has helped in the pain 50%. However, the pains are still on at 5 with radiation to both arms, which is constant, and the both arms feel weak. She drops her phone and also unable to carry out the task. And lower back pain is also constant, and it is 5 to 6 with radiation to the posterior part of the buttocks and the legs in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. The patient has had multiple medical stuff done. Her MRIs that are most recent show annular disc bulging at L4-5, L5, L3, L4, L2, L3. L1, L2, and some herniated disc at L2-3 with the bilateral foramina stenosis and spinal canal stenosis. While in the cervical spine is a broad-based osteophyte complex causing the issues of pain, especially at C3-4 and C4-5 and C5-6. Patient has been advised to consider having a cervical facet joint injection (TAMS-2) to see if that will help her out. In addition, patient will benefit from lumbar epidural injections. So her pain level is 5 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are affected. 50% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the chart for ADL system review for the additional history as well as for the substance abuse and compliance history. The blood pressure is 120 over 86, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 8/24/2023, dictation number 0917-008. So, medications are provided to this patient. Lyrica 50 mg every 8 hours for pain relief. Narco 10 over 325 to 12 hours, 60 tablets for pain relief. She continues on naproxen and Elavil for anti-inflammatory effect. Our drug screens have been reviewed. She also is taking Scalexin 800 mg at night, as well as lidocaine gel.